This is Ted Kennedy. A ban on nuclear tests is a top priority for arms control. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in 1963, President Kennedy negotiated the most hopeful step in the history of arms control, the treaty banning nuclear tests in the atmosphere. Since then, presidents of both parties have tried to extend the ban to all tests, including those underground. But so far, nothing has happened. Now there's a chance for real progress. Ending underground tests is the key to halting the whole arms race, Al. Without tests, neither side could create new generations of even more devastating weapons. The Senate will soon ratify the treaty limiting nuclear weapons in Europe, and President Reagan is going to Moscow next month to seek a treaty reducing intercontinental missiles. That's progress, especially compared to the arms race mentality that dominated the early years of this administration. But a ban on underground tests would be the best step of all, Al. How about joining me in urging President Reagan to propose it?
Well, don't that beat all, Ted? At the time when the Soviets are developing some high-energy beam weapons in addition to other exotic systems, you now seek to ban tests on similar American systems. Your call for an all-out ban on underground testing is not sound. Without tests, we have no way to determine if our existing stock of warheads is reliable. I could support an agreement to limit underground tests to one or two a year. Such an approach would stymie the development of new warheads, but would allow us to assure that our existing weapons provide the effective deterrence that is so crucial to our security. And if you really want a good proposal, Ted, we should require that both sides allow outside observers to set up sensitive seismic equipment in order to verify underground tests. Now that's a proposal with some sense and substance, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.